This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Should teachers be notified if one of their students experiences trauma, such as domestic violence, abuse, or neglect? Colorado lawmakers are considering that. A bill at the legislature would require the Safe to Tell program to start issuing Handle with Care notices to educators. The notifications would not include any information about the nature of the incident. Callie Leyba represents two Colorado teachers' unions. She says the bill lets teachers give students what they need.
It might be some grace on uncompleted homework or allowing them to sleep if they fall asleep in class. Maybe they need food. Maybe they need to be able to connect with a school counselor.
The bill, which is sponsored by Democrats, cleared its first committee hearing on a party line vote. Improvements for deaf and hard of hearing people incarcerated in prisons should be underway after the state settled a six-year-old lawsuit with disability advocates. Disability Law Colorado says the Department of Corrections wasn't accommodating incarcerated people, including making sure there were loud enough alarms and sign language interpretation. They now have an independent monitor who will make sure the state makes improvements in these areas. The Denver Mint's tradition of handing out freshly minted pennies at the end of its tours may be near its end, at least for now. President Donald Trump announced on social media last night that he has ordered the Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies because they cost more to make than they're worth. The U.S. Mint says last year it cost 3.7 cents to produce one penny. It's unclear how soon Trump's order might go into effect. This is CPR News and KRCC. More winter weather is headed for Colorado this week. Some light snow is expected to move into the Front Range this evening or overnight and to continue through Wednesday.